The scripture tonight is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8 to 13. Love never fails, but if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. Now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known. But now faith, hope, love abide these three. But the greatest of these is love.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the title of this message is The Greatest of This is Love. As you may know, this is the scripture in verse 13, last verse of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Today I'll finish my sermon on love chapter, spiritual love, in 3 years from 2014. If you're interested in more details, please refer to Senior Pastor's Spiritual Love. I'm going to tell you about the eternity of love, and I will conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters, when you go to heaven, if you can take one thing with you, what would you take? Well, think about that. And I'll tell you one story to begin this message. And I will ask you one question at the end of this message. I hope that you can give me an answer. There was a wealthy man. He worked hard and he earned a great amount of money. His storehouse was full of jewels and gold and silver, and he could enjoy exquisite food. Now he was about to die. Well, fortunately, he could go to heaven. But when he looked back on his past life, only thing that he could think of was money. And he didn't want to leave the money on this earth as he goes to heaven. So he wondered, how to enjoy his wealth in heaven. And he decided to take the gold with him. Because gold, was the most cost in the jewel. So he put in the gold bars inside the bag. And he followed an angel and went to heaven. He carried that heavy gold bag. And he found a gatekeeper in front of heaven. The gatekeeper asked him, "What is it that you carry now?" The wealthy man opened the bag and showed gold and said, "This is the gold that I earned for entire my life." Then the gatekeeper said, "What do you need this for? Ah, you want to use it to pave the road?" Every road in heaven is paved out of gold, right? You know that. It may seem to be a very simple story. It's made up story, okay? But there is one thing that we have to learn. When we go to heaven, we cannot take everything that we earn on this earth, such as wealth, honor and fame. We cannot take a dime with us. When the Lord comes to take us back, only a spiritual body can be caught up. The gold you take from this earth will be of no use. Even the most valuable thing on this earth cannot be compared with anything in heaven. Gold is the wealthiest, and gold is very precious, but everyone on heaven, you know, steps on at gold. What God the Father has prepared in the heavenly dwelling places is so beautiful and precious. God searches our hearts. He prepares the best things with all His effort. If you were this wealthy man, you would feel in vain, right? Well, he tried to, you know, prepare his best, but he found what he prepared was used for paving the road. So let me give you this question again. If you can take one thing with you, what would it that be? What would that be? Are you thinking of something? There is one thing that we can take from this earth that will be so valuable in heaven too, and that is love. It's the spiritual love cultivated in our heart while we are living in this world with tears, sorrow, and sins. Sometimes we are refined. Sometimes we have to shed tears because of our evil. When the Lord comes back, all our tears will be wiped away. Love is something that we can take to heaven and something we can possess forever in heaven. Therefore, I hope that you will not set your mind on things on this earth, but I hope that you will bear only this love in your heart. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may be joyfully in the Lord's arms, like a beautiful bride, by cultivating the perfect love in this space of the shepherd who constantly supplies the power of change. The brothers and sisters in Christ, looking at the spiritual love chapter entirely, from verse 7 onward is the conclusion. In verse 8 to 13, it talks about eternal nature of love. When our body turns into spiritual body and goes to heaven, when we go to heaven, everything on this earth vanishes. Sky, earth, honor, fame, all those fleshly things are gone. Even prophecy, tongues, knowledge, that was the part of the spirit, which is not... Everything that is not perfect will be vanished because they are necessary only on this fleshly world. And that's the end of knowing the spiritual name, the spiritual realm in a faintly. Because we're going to learn and know Father God in the spiritual realm very clearly. The only eternal thing is love, and only heavenly kingdom is perfect. Why does the spiritual love chapter end with the explanations on everlasting nature of love? This message is a letter from Apostle Paul to the church of Corinth. In the church of Corinth, they had an argument about who was greater. In this situation, Apostle Paul wrote to them to teach them love was the best, not spiritual gifts or other God-given duties. So he told them, only love is forever. So learn it and accomplish it. That's what Apostle Paul told them. So let me review something that is perfect and forever. And I'm going to tell you about not only love, but also heaven too. We will start from verse 8. It says, love never fails. In other words, except love, everything on this earth, which is flesh, fleshly things, will be gone. What are fleshly things? All those things will disappear, right? So all those fleshly things will decay and perish. Whatever you see on this earth is not forever, because they are flesh. So they will appear, but they will also disappear soon. What about the nature? When we spread seed, it will bud out and grow, but as time goes by, those plants die. Now, those beautiful green grass or beautiful flowers will go away. If you listen to the heaven lecture series, then you can see that, plants in heaven are different from, plants on this earth. Everybody likes, youth, but it's instant. It will soon go away. If you enjoy your wealth and honor, it will soon go away. Psalm 103 verse 15 says, "As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes." When the human cultivation is over, and when you go to heaven, everything on this earth will be gone away. Revelation 12 verse 1 says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea." The first heaven and the first earth refers to our earth. The sky, the ground, the sea, everything that belongs to this will go away. And it includes wealth, honor, fame. All fleshly things change and finally disappear. We are being cultivated on this earth. This earth is necessary for our whole human cultivation. So once the cultivation is over, our Father God will move this earth in some other space. Okay? When we go to heaven, hatred, jealousy, all those evil and darkness will be gone too, because in heaven there is no evil. Because all those evil spirits that govern the darkness during the cultivation will be caught up in the abyss. So when people go to heaven, they don't carry sinful tributes. Say, you are not standing on the rock. You don't even come into spirit. But when you go to heaven, all those sinful attributes will disappear. Because if you carry them to heaven, heaven will be polluted by those sins as well, right? So we don't carry sinful attributes to heaven. Only love and the goodness that we accomplish on this earth will be carried to heaven. And then, depending on your dwelling places, you will live with those people who are very close to your current level of faith. Now, the scripture says the prophets and language will be gone away, right? But why are they gone? These things are neither flesh nor mouth, untruth, but they are spiritual things. So why do they cease? Because we don't need them in heaven. 1 Corinthians 13 verses 9 to 10 says, "For we know in part and we prophesy in part. When the perfect comes, the partial will be done away." Heaven is in the spiritual realm, and it's a perfect place. In heaven, we will come to know everything clearly. Prophecy, tongues, and knowledge are needed only when we live on this earth with a limited body. So let's talk about prophecy first. Through prophecy, we can foretell what will take place in heaven. Prophecy is revelation proclaimed. So what is revelation? Revelation is something that man cannot know, but by the inspiration of God, Father God, you know the truth of Father God. In other words, the truth of God, you can learn it by the inspiration of Father God. And you, when I talk about prophecy, you think about some prophecy in general idea. When you know something in the future, that means you can prophesy. So proclaiming the revelation is prophesying. The good example is the Bible. The Father God gave people, you know, good revelation and write them down. That's the Bible. Many prophets and apostles received God's revelation and they shared that revelation with people. So when the revelation is proclaimed, that becomes the prophecy. Since our shepherd communicates what our Father God very clearly and receives revelation, he, you know, let us understand that in revelation. In other words, he prophesies. He prophesies about the situation of Korea and other nations and about the economic situation as well. You know, he even prophesied, you know, what our Korean soccer team will, you know, would proceed in a 2002 World Cup series, World Cup football games. And we have experienced, you know, his prophecies, you know, have been, you know, achieved and fulfilled. Through the prophecy of the Bible, we know that our Lord will come back and there will be judgment and there is heaven and hell. We can understand the things of the spiritual realm and we can figure out what Father God wants from us. And thanks to our shepherd, we can understand and we can foreknow what will happen in the world. But we can know these things only partially. Even though we communicate with God clearly and prophesy, it's completely different from understanding everything in the heavenly kingdom in the future. On this earth, we can know only what we see, hear, or touch. Still, we cannot know everything perfectly because we have a limit in our flesh. So what if there is no limit in our flesh? When I was a novice Christian and started to listen to the word preached by our shepherd, you know, I remember what our shepherd, you know, said. By the concept of human beings, we can understand eternity. When it says, in the beginning in the Bible, if the Bible says, in the beginning, we can understand this beginning part. Father God has existed, you know, even before what we think the beginning and the limit of our thinking. He was even before the beginning. And if we call it in the start, you know, what about the time before the start? So we cannot understand, we cannot even understand the concept of time. If we have evil in our heart, you know, when people, you know, provoke our heart, we can understand harboring or embracing those people, you know, who are, you know, provoking my, you know, provoking something. I mean, when shepherd says, if you have no evil, since you got no evil in your heart, even if people deals with you, even if people, other people do evil to you, you cannot do evil toward back to them because you got no evil. And since, as long as we have evil inside still in our heart, we can understand it fully. But when we go to heaven, our physical body will change into a body of spirit, which is a spiritual body. There will be no limit of the body. So we can understand something that don't even take place, transcending space and time. We can search the heart of others too. That's why when we go to heaven, we can have a conversation with plants and animals in spirit. But that does not mean that plants and animals in heaven will talk back to us, you know. They can express their hearts in various actions. You know, animals do their things to please us, right? Or, you know, plants will wave their branches, or the flowers will give out their fragrance. So when children of God, you know, approach them, you know, they will express their heart toward us. So even if they don't, you know, speak, we can understand their heart, right? Well, before Adam committed sin, when he was a living being, you know, he could overcome all those things because he could understand them perfectly and he could communicate with them. But after he committed sin, his spirit died and he became a man of flesh, so he couldn't communicate with them completely. So, in New Jerusalem, even if you don't talk, you can understand each other. Because you can understand them in the spirit, so you will never misunderstand. When we go to heaven, we can understand the heart of Father God and of the Lord too. When we were cultivated on this earth, Father God's heart was like this. Our Lord's heart was like this when He took the cross. We can understand like this. So what we know through prophecy on this earth is just partial. So when the perfect comes, all those partial will disappear. It's the same with tongues. Here, tongues refer to different languages, such as Korean, English, Chinese, Russian. They're all called tongues in the Bible. Now we have many different languages on this earth. You know, some people have some, you know, different idea, but generally we say that there are more than 6,000 languages. Among those, you know, languages, you know, English, Chinese, and Russian are among the 250 languages that are used more than 1 million people. We speak Korean, right? Actually, however, there was only one language for all mankind. It was the language used in Garden of Eden. But then, from when we have this in many languages? Since they built the Babel Tower to stand against God, in different languages resulted. And the arrogant people started to stand against God, and they built the high tower. And not to have this kind of unrighteousness again, God confused the languages. Since they couldn't communicate with each other, you know, the construction stopped, and they scattered around. Since then, people could not completely understand one another. To talk to others who speak different languages, we have to learn their languages. Share the heart and thoughts, you know, with people who speak in the languages, who speak in Spanish, or Korean, or Russian, and English. We have to learn their languages. We need a lot of time and effort. Even if we speak the same language, you know, let me tell you a story that I experienced. What if there was no Babel Tower? You know, we wouldn't have needed to learn in English. But so when we go to heaven, we don't need to learn English, you know, because we want to speak the same language, okay?
네, 그렇습니다. 우리가 다른 사람과 언어가 다른 사람과 대화하기 위해서는 그 언어.
So to understand them, we need a lot of time and effort. Even if we speak the same language, we cannot understand other people's hearts and thoughts completely. Even if we speak very fluently, it's not easy to convey our heart and thoughts 100%. Because of words, you know, it means because you grew up in different environment, in different family, in different culture, in different with different language. Even in your family, even when you grew up, even though you know, talk about many things in the same language, you cannot fully understand each other's heart in your family. The elder Park Yang-yeol, you know, confessed that, you know, since he couldn't talk and other people could not understand him. Because of words, you know, we may have misunderstandings and quarrels. When we go to heaven, we don't have to worry about these things. There's only one language in heaven. There's no need to worry about not understanding others. Also, language in heaven consists of only good and beautiful words, because in heaven there is no evil. Because the good heart is conveyed as it is, there cannot be any misunderstandings or prejudice. There is no need for fleshly thoughts or idle thoughts, because there will be only spiritual thought. We can completely and correctly understand each other and convey our idea. In each word, there is contained consideration, love, and service. And it is eloquent and beautiful, and it touches others' hearts. Even the words of the best speaker or an announcer of this earth cannot be compared with the language of heaven. And it's the same with knowledge. Here, knowledge refers to the knowledge of the Word of God, that is, spiritual knowledge. When we live on this earth, we diligently learn the Word of God. Through the Bible, we learn how we can be saved and how we gain eternal life. As we read and hear the Word, we understand what the will of God is and what the truth is. We also learn about God, who is Spirit, and we learn about spiritual realm. But when we go to heaven, we will all just understand everything about what we are learning here. Before in heaven, we will not learn the things of this earth, but the deeper things of spirit. We'll learn the things that we couldn't really understand on this earth because of the limit of the flesh. Say, you know, who are in this church, are learning about spiritual spaces. It's actually a very deep spiritual knowledge, and it's not easy to understand. Since we live in this the limited space of flesh, you know, learning the spiritual space, which is necessary to understand our Jesus walking on the water or stopping the sun and the moon, we cannot understand it clearly. But when we go to heaven, we can understand it clearly. Now, of course, you know, while we are living on this earth, we have to learn the spiritual spaces. Then we can understand the principles of God's power, and we can believe in the Word better. So, to help us believe better, our Father God gives us a chance to experience all those things. Step by step, He leads us. You and I are experiencing so many great things. We have seen the dragonflies coming down from the sky. We had them, you know, sitting on our fingertips. Later, you know, those dragonflies came down in groups, just as our shepherd and the prophesied. They maneuvering the sky, in groups. And our shepherd prayed, typhoon disappeared. And our shepherd mentioned about it. The typhoon was blocked inside the spiritual realm. Typhoon gets stronger and stronger while, absorbing the moisture in the ocean. But when the typhoon was blocked, by the spiritual, inside the spiritual space, it can easily disappear. When our shepherd say, look at the sky, and the clouds were gone and we could see stars. We have seen moving stars in very high speed. Well, actually, since they are very far away, they are moving very quickly. When we go to heaven, we will learn about this power in deeper level. Even we don't go to heaven right now, even when we have a limit in our flesh, Father God wants us to experience all these things. Since our shepherd understands such a heart of Father God, he has prayed for even greater power, and we see the glory of Father God through such a shepherd. Someone made a confession like this. The power, manifested by our shepherd, is great. But even greater power is to change my heart and change him to believe in those works of God's power.
그리고 이 땅에서는 영의 공간에 대해서도 배우고 천국에 대해서도 열심히 배웁니다. 그러나 이는 천국 전체에 비하면 극히 일부일 뿐이지요. 천국이 정말 좋은 곳이구나 하고
We will learn how good heaven is.
알려주셨기 때문입니다.
And
그래서 우리가
we can understand everything in heaven.
연마다 처음엔 세루살렘, 그 다음에 목자회성,
and we wish to go to heaven, New Jerusalem, and the place between the first and second floor of Shepherd's Castle. We learn all those things, right?
이것도 사실 전체 천국에 비하면 극히 일부를
But they are all partial compared to everything about heaven. There are many more things. There are more and more things that we can see. Our shepherd wrote down Heaven and Hell sermon series books. To understand heaven and hell, you know, we need the Bible, but learning the Bible is not enough to understand the heaven and hell. But when we go to heaven, we will not have any limit of flesh, so we can understand spiritual things that are limitless. We will understand how God created the heavens and earth, all things in them, and how the spiritual realm is managed and so on. Is there anybody who is worrying about, you know, you still have to study in heaven? In heaven, we do not study with, you know, boredom or difficulties. You know, we think, you know, to study is difficult because we can understand it easily. But when we go to, you know, heaven, you, every one of you, will be wise and smart. But, you know, on the contrary, people on this earth, some are wise, others are not, right? The spirit is wise and it can understand easily. It is rather joyful to learn because we can understand the things that we were not able to understand on this earth. Someone said, you know, triangle of Bermuda, you know, something mysterious in the seven wonders of heaven. He wonders about it. He wants to know about it. And he said once to me, when I go to heaven, I can learn all those things that, you know, I wish to know. I want to know when I go to heaven. No, he has such a hope. Yeah. He's trying to change to go to heaven. So gaining a lot of knowledge on this earth is not an important thing. When we go to heaven, we will all wise. We can learn everything of every knowledge of this earth. But the knowledge of this earth is only partial, and it will be done away with. So we have to learn the word of the truth. And at the same time, we have to actually put that into practice. We have to circumcise our heart, and we have to accomplish the perfect spiritual love, and we have to, you know, enjoy that love in heaven. Now, verse 11 says, When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. On this earth, even if we know and learn spiritual things, they are the level of children. Here, when I was a child, refers to the time when we are living on this earth in physical body.
Okay?
It's the time when we are living on this earth in a physical body. When the perfect comes, in other words, you know, when we get to the kingdom of heaven, there is no limit to anything. Compared to that world, the present in the physical world has many restrictions and limits. And this state is likened to time of a child. A child speaks, understands, and thinks like a child. And a baby who is just beginning to speak can say just a couple of words, like mama and daddy. And they cannot express many things concretely in detail. And children cannot understand complex things. So they don't really understand the world of the adults. Children speak, understand, and think within their knowledge and ability as children. It's the same while we are living on this earth. Well, the jewels of New Jerusalem are exceedingly beautiful, right? But their beauty cannot be expressed in the words of this earth. It's difficult to express how they give out their luster and how beautiful their brilliance really is. It's because in this physical world, there is nothing as beautiful as those jewels. And there are no words to express such beauty. But in the heaven, the perfect world, there is no limit. We can only express its beauty to the fullest. Then we can understand the limitless and mysterious spiritual realm and the principles by which everything functions. We will have spiritual bodies and live in the spiritual realm, so the depth of thinking and understanding will be completely different from here. We will hear and understand all spiritual words. Because we are living in this world in physical body, it is sometimes, you know, explained with examples of something from this world. Unless we compare those spiritual things with something we can see or touch, we can understand those spiritual things. So when our Jesus, you know, preached, you know, spiritual message, he used many metaphors or allegories. When he talked about heaven, he mentioned about the merchants of pearls, or the farming or harvesting. And our Lord, you know, mentioned in a tree and a branch to explain that, you know, in the Lord we are all, you know, His, you know, branches. He used that kind of metaphors or, you know, allegories. He just didn't tell us about, you know, conceptual things of love, spiritual love or, you know, spiritual things. We could understand them easily. Of course, you know, the First Corinthians is, you know, written by Apostle Paul, but it's by the revelation of Father God, right? 설명하시는 걸 볼 수가 있습니다. 그렇지만 아무리 비유를 잘 든다 해도, however, we cannot understand them perfectly unless we cultivate them in our heart. Now, they may have shallow understanding, but in most cases, they will just understand it literally or as knowledge. Spiritual word can only be understood in spirit. In other words, with the heart, not with brain or the thoughts. You know, someone gave me this kind of question. Pastor, I used to study well when I was a student. Teachers told me that I'm smart and wise. And my friends also, you know, told me about that. You know, I don't think, you know, myself fool. But when I listen to a spiritual message, I can understand them. And why am I slow to change in spirit? Well, the reason is because he has not accomplished it. When we study, we have to, you know, understand what our teachers, you know, taught us, right? So, you know, if you have a high IQ, then you can understand those things easily. However, spiritual messages are different. Spiritual words are about the heart of Father God. You can understand those spiritual messages to the extent that you resemble our Father God. Well, if you have a high IQ or if you are very wise, then you can put those messages in your brain very easily. But it's up to the state how well you have accomplished love and goodness in your heart. If you break your thought and say amen and try to, you know, pray to understand the word about goodness, and the Father God will help you, and you can understand goodness. What I mean is, you can understand those spiritual messages as long as you put those in the spiritual messages only in your brain. What about Pharisees and, you know, those in the scribes? You know, they were those, you know, who were called an expert in the law, and, but they created the elder in the tradition of elders. And they said, you know, they studied the word of God every day. However, since they had not cultivated those spiritual messages in their heart, since they couldn't understand why Father God gave them such a spiritual word, they couldn't understand Father God's heart, how they could avoid the disasters and diseases, because they kept those spiritual messages only in their brain. Even if they had Jesus right in front of their eyes, they couldn't understand those spiritual messages. So the guy who gave me the question didn't cultivate the word in his heart, so he couldn't understand it. Otherwise, he could enjoy it very much. I could be very happy when I had accomplished the goodness in my heart like this. Well, I met him recently, and he's very close to the rock of faith. And he was suddenly changed, you know. He didn't know he had to put those spiritual messages into practice. But one day, he reflected himself on the mirror of Word of God. You know, when he heard the spiritual messages, he applied those messages to others. He said, you know, you did that, but you know, that is prohibited according to our shepherd. But now, it changed. He applied those messages to himself. And he found his evil. And he worked hard to change himself. And now, you know, darkness in his heart gradually disappeared. And to that extent, he received grace when he listened to the messages from the altar. So as you can see, as you put those messages into practice, you can understand them. And through experience, you can understand those in the spiritual world as well. Well, what about spiritual love chapter? No, love is not getting angry. Now you heard it. Now when you accomplished it in your heart, completely different. If you got no anger, no ill feelings in your heart, and someone provoked you, what would you do? You will not get angry. You will not have any ill feelings. Instead, you will understand those, you know, who provoked you, who, you know, hurt you, and they looked, you know, even lovely. Why? Because, you know, you think their hearts will be in agony when they got angry. And you rather look for the way to soothe or comfort his heart. You want to do anything to, you know, soothe his heart. Once our Father God said, you know, our shepherd will not think of, you know, how hurt, you know, he was when he was, you know, hit on his right cheek. He would think about others, you know, who hit him. Now, what if you have not cultivated this message? You will get angry. You will have ill feelings toward them. You try to suppress your anger because you heard those messages. But those, you know, you could not suppress it forever. So those evil will come out. But even though love is not being provoked, you cannot understand it. You cannot fully understand it fully. Well, you know what? I want to suppress my anger. I don't want to have ill feelings. I want to help them rather. Well, you cannot have this kind of heart yet. You can understand it with your brain, but you cannot fully understand it in your heart because you haven't cultivated it in your heart yet. Now you agree that you will not get angry. You should not get angry. And you know it is a good word, the message. But you cannot fully understand it in your heart because you haven't cultivated it in your heart yet. But when we go to heaven, since there is no flesh, there will be no ill feelings or anger. So at that time, we can fully understand those spiritual messages in our heart. But doesn't that mean that we can understand, those spiritual messages unless we go to heaven? No. Even if we have physical bodies, to the extent we have cultivated spirit in our heart, we can understand the spiritual word in our heart. In other words, you can understand those spiritual messages according to the measure of your faith. But compared to the limitless spiritual realm, the depth of understanding is completely different. Even on this earth, according to the measure of faith, each individual speaks, understands, and thinks differently. Some of us are like children, while others are like grown-ups, because, you know, faith also grows up, right? In the 1 John chapter 2, each level of faith is likened to very young children, young men, and fathers. And those who are in the level of very young child or child's faith, they are like the children in spirit. When they speak, they are not good at expressing or explaining spiritual things. Also, their understanding is like that of a child, so they cannot really understand the deep spiritual things. And their ability is limited like that of a little child, so they have little strength to practice the word. But when they become, you know, young men and fathers, their words, thinking, and actions become different. So when you are in the first level of faith, you don't even understand what you have to get rid of, what you should not do, what you should do. You just came to church, and you just started to listen to spiritual message. You don't even understand how to keep the Sabbath day holy, how to give full tithe. You don't fully know it yet.
So
even you have anger and ill feelings, sometimes you, reveal those anger. You're just like a child. There are children who touch their their dung, right? But, we don't say, they are evil, because they are a child. But as we grow up, in faith, we can understand the truth, and we learn that we have to, live, we have to grow our faith, and we got to accomplish the goodness and love in our heart. Now we learned it. And during the process of making an effort to get rid of evil and ill feelings and hatred and anger in our heart, there is some times to feel difficulties doing that. We know that we have to get rid of them, but we cannot fully practice that perfectly yet. So that's why we feel in agony or we worry about ourselves. But when we make an effort, even though we have a little faith, Father God considers, we have faith because we are still children. We come to Daniel prayer meeting, and we feel that our faith grows up. Children, there are infants, try to walk alone. But, the infants, should fall down again. And those infants should learn how to stand up all by himself. It is the same with the spiritual growing up. Spiritually, we have to know how to stand up from the falling. And we have to learn and how to overcome those hardships and difficulties. And sometimes we have to, while learning, standing up, we will learn how to pray, how to repent, how to turn back. And when we receive the baptism of fire, our sinful attributes will be burned away, just as our shepherd said. And like this, our faith will grow up, that of young men and fathers. Then our actions will become different. They will speak more and more spiritual things. The level of feeling, love of Father God, and understanding spiritual words will be different too. They have more ability to practice the word of God, and they can win the battle against the power of darkness. We used to fall down you know, 8 out of 8 or 9 out of 10. But now we fall down just in the 3 or 4 out of 10. In a given situation, we used to fall down. But as our faith grows up, you know, we don't fall down anymore. They have more ability to practice the word of God, and they can win the battle against the power of darkness. But even though we accomplish the faith of fathers on this earth, we can say we are still like children compared to the time when we have spiritual bodies and enter heavenly kingdom. Because we have physical limit on this earth. Although we cultivate the whole spirit and show our ability and wisdom, it's very little compared to the amount of strength and wisdom we can show in perfect spiritual realm. In heavenly kingdom, we can show limitless ability and strength and wisdom without any physical limit. When we become adults, the restrictions that we had when we were children would be abolished, and we will do many things. And when we grow up, you know, we will do away with the things of the children. Just as Apostle Paul said, when I became a man, I did away with childish things. Don't you long for heaven all the more when you listen to these kind of messages? We are still living on this earth, which has a limit of the flesh. We pursue goodness by all means, even though we live in this world full of sin and evil, sorrow and pain and tears. And we always pray and look back whether our old habits come out or whether they will be sin that I haven't discovered or how I practice goodness. We try hard not to look at the things of the world. We try to make input of the goodness. You know, when I visit members, you know, I encounter many beautiful testimonies. There are many old people. They used to, they live in this church. You know, they don't, and it's not easy for them to come out of their house. So usually those old people stay inside house. But in this church, even though they're old, they try to pile up rivers before Father God. They have hope to stand on the rock. So there was one senior deaconess, who goes to prayer center in the morning, and she eats lunch in the church. And she goes to afternoon prayer meeting and prays for members in her cell or her family. And she comes back home and takes a break. And then she comes to Daniel prayer meeting because, she doesn't want to, give the chair to others. Because it's before the Daniel prayer meeting, she prays for her family who hasn't been, evangelized yet. And she even repents for the sin that they committed too. So she comes early to the church and prays, and then she attends Daniel prayer meeting. After Daniel prayer meeting, she reads the Bible and goes to bed. Yet, when she has a conversation with others, she always says that, I still have many things that I have to get rid of. One day, I became angry. I was waiting for a shuttle bus. She was fasting. She was reading in front of a market. But, the bus, passed away. Passed by, without waiting for her. Of course, the driver would have stopped the bus if he had seen her. But she didn't realize the bus came. So when she ran to go to the bus, the bus passed by. And she said to me, back then, you know, I had that little, you know, ill feeling in my heart, but I look back on myself and, you know, it was the heart of seeking my own benefit. You know, he could have stopped the bus if he had sent me. But, you know, I was not there, so the bus driver would not stop the bus. And then he didn't know that I was fasting. She said like this. But, you know, she repented of, you know, having ill feelings in her heart. I said, well, repent to me. You give the prayer of repentance to our Father God. You know, when you encounter him, you know, you say hello to the bus driver, okay? So she was in the process of, you know, discovering herself a lot like this, even though she's very old. She says, you know, there were many things that she's short of, and she works hard to get rid of them and to fill them up. Well, many grown-ups are working so hard to change. Some say that they watch, you know, headline news to know how things are going in this world. But he said, you know, while watching, you know, politics, you know, he, you know, without notice, he judged and condemned. So he decided not to watch, you know, those, you know, news as well. And he even mentioned that, you know, I, you know, am agree with this party's idea, but my son is agreeing with the other party's idea. So we have conflicts. He said that he would not watch, you know, those news, you know, about the politics. He rather reads the books written by our shepherd. And during the conversation with his family, he tries to lead the conversation as spiritual as possible. And I heard testimonies of students. You know, thanks to the love of shepherd, they cast off the world and they work so hard. No, he went to a restaurant, and there was a TV. There was a pop song, you know, program. Because he doesn't want to watch TV, you know, he didn't look at the TV. He didn't watch the TV at all. He rather turned around from the TV. And to keep himself like this. Nowadays, in lunchtime, schools are broadcasting pop songs. So in order not to listen to those songs, you know, many students go to a library or go to the playground to work out. And you see, you know, how Father God was pleased with those things. You know, Father God will give a chance to glorify God through our change in many testimonies. Well, however, in this earth, to pursue goodness and to stand against evil, we have to work like this. Sometimes we have to shed tears. We have to fast, pray. You know, efforts and tears are necessary. But what if we go to heaven? Since there is no evil, there is no untruth, you don't need to make yourself submissive. You don't need to worry about keeping yourself. So how happy you will be. I wish to imagine, how things will be when we go to heaven. You know, we pray every day to receive baptism of fire. Why? Because we want to go to New Jerusalem where our Lord and Father God and the Shepherd will dwell there. It is important to look back on ourselves, but it is also important to receive strength as we imagine beautiful heaven. By doing so, you can receive strength to put those spiritual messages into practice. When we, you know, listen to this message about heaven, then we can naturally have strength back to overcome this world. The happiness in heaven that we will soon enjoy. I hope you can imagine it all the time. Our male members, you work hard in the daytime, right? And sometimes you are late to Wednesday service or Friday service. You rush service, right? Sometimes you don't even have time to have a nap before Friday service. Some of you come to their prayer meeting right from your workplace. Why do you work hard like this? Because you want to provide your family or support your family to earn money, basically, right? But put it this like this. When we go to heaven, we don't need to earn money. How happy we'll be if we don't need to earn money. You don't need to wake up early. You don't need to suffer in crowded subway. Of course, we have to, pursue peace with others, right? We have to make an effort to embrace them. But when we go to heaven, you don't need to. Because we understand everybody each other. We work hard to live on this earth. But when we go to heaven, we don't need to do such things. We don't need to worry. We don't need to worry about our workplace. We don't need to worry about some kind of loss that we may see. How happy you'll be when we go to heaven. There are arguments in family. Most of them, the reason is about money. But when we go to heaven, we don't sell, we don't buy. We're just provided by God and we'll be so happy in heaven. What about female members? When we go to heaven, you don't need to do chores. You don't need to wash dishes. You don't need to wash your clothes. Someone said, I cannot see no end even after so many chores. Even if I clean my house, my husband doesn't say it's very clean. Then usually she said, even though I work so hard, he doesn't recognize. To get rid of such a heart, she works hard. But anyway, there are many chores that we have to do, but when we go to heaven, there isn't. Students, you worry about exams, right? But when we go to heaven, there is no exam. We will live there forever and ever, happily ever after, with goodness and love. We will take out all the burdens of this earth and when we go to heaven. So, when the life is difficult and or some hard, difficult, try to think about yourself in heaven, and you will get strength. When we have the perfect life of heavenly kingdom, our words, understanding, and thinking about spiritual realm will be perfect. It means it is from that time that our true life begins. Childhood is a time of preparation to become an adult. Likewise, life on this earth is the preparation time for eternal life. Just as children grow up and become adults, life on this earth will pass quickly and the eternal life will come. The period of childhood passes by quickly, right? And this world is like a shadow compared to the eternal kingdom of heaven. A shadow will soon disappear after sunset. This world and the life of this world are just like shadow. So we should not have any clinging attachment to this world. We should, we should do our best as we live on this earth. But we have to know that our life goal is in heaven. You should be wise. Verse 12 says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known." You may say, when I look at myself on the mirror, it's so clear. However, Apostle Paul wrote this 1 Corinthians 2,000 years ago. Mirror back then was not as clear as of today. They ground, some metal things. So, when people looked at looked themselves on the mirror, they looked very dimly. We think about heaven, not, and we just imagine with the eyes of faith, or we can see those heaven only in spiritual eyes. Of course, you and I learn from Shepherd about heaven, so many things, and we receive grace through the performance expressing heaven. But compared to real heaven, it's like looking at heaven dimly on the mirror. We can have just a glimpse of heaven, but the life on this earth is over. The reality of heaven will appear before our eyes. It's like we are looking at each other face to face. That's why verse 12 says, "Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known." Our Almighty Lord knows every one of us very clearly. He even searches our hearts. We don't even understand, because He created our hearts. Just as the Lord knows us very well, when we go to heaven, we will also clearly know about God, who is Spirit. We will clearly understand how great and immense God is, and how inexpressibly beautiful He is. We will also clearly know about the lives and heavenly kingdom. Right now, no matter how much we imagine, we cannot fathom all the beauty of heaven, which means heaven is such a perfect and good place. On this earth, even though we know a lot about spiritual realm and feel the spiritual realm through many kinds of gifts, we can never understand the happiness of heaven fully. We can understand all of this when we are actually there. The more important fact is that the most precious thing in heaven is love. Only love never fails, knows no end. Now, verse 13 concludes the spiritual love chapter. But now faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. It emphasizes that only love is eternal, and love is the greatest. Faith and hope are very valuable, but why does it say love is the greatest? Let me explain three things about this. First, if you go to heaven, you don't need faith or hope, but only love. When we go to heaven, we will actually see before our eyes. So, it's natural to believe them. We believe spiritual things by our faith. By faith, we practice the truth. Then Father God says we have faith. Even if Father God gives us grace and see spiritual realm with spiritual eyes open, it's not as clear as we see in heaven actually. When we go to heaven, we will see them, touch them, hear them actually. So we cannot but believe them. So we don't need to worry about making an effort to have faith. We are given dwelling place. We are given rewards. We have seen Father God and the Lord. So there is nothing we should hope for, because hope has come true. So what is it there left? Only love is necessary. In eternal world, we will share happiness, joy, and love together. I hear testimonies of people. We shared in the questions, and then we had to give answers to those in the questions. Someone picked up a paper, and the question was, who do you miss most in heaven? And she said, my sister. And she told me about her story. Her sister was sick. And then she came to this church. And there were many things. But anyway, thanks to her sister, she came to know about the shepherd, and know about this church. And she became senior deaconess in this church. Now,
먼저 동생이 소천하는 일이 있었다고 합니다.
Her sister passed away.
교단에 온전히 온 게 아니라 이제 언니를 전도해 놓고 동생은 이제 그렇지 못했던 걸로 합니다.
Her sister evangelized her, but she didn't come to Mamin Church. And then she, of course, then she went to heaven. And she said, I cannot thank enough to my sister. She led me to this church and to the shepherd in this beautiful church. But I cannot say thank you to her. When I go to heaven, even though she didn't know about New Jerusalem, I will surely go to New Jerusalem and I would like to invite my sister there.
네, 그 권사님의 삶을 보면 여러 가지 핍박도
you know,
있었고
she has been she was persecuted a lot to come to this church.
때로는 응어리진 것도 많고
she used to have many ill feelings in her heart. She had to overcome them. She had to overcome them. But she worked so hard to change her heart. But you know, because you know she had so many ill feelings in her heart, you know she couldn't you know fully change herself. But in the Lord and the space of the Shepherd, she received answers to her desires, and to that extent she received strength. And she could thought to herself that I can make it. I can make it. By faith, that our Shepherd had in her, she believed that she could do it. So she started to grow up her faith and change herself. And later she said you know, she'd like to invite her sister to her house in New Jerusalem. So I thought about her. As we live on this earth, we experience many sad things and persecutions. But I'm so thankful. We will remember what we had on this earth. Even if we lived poor, when we go to heaven, we may have a memory to live in poverty or the persecution that we received. But that memory will be changed. What I mean is, you wish to avoid those persecutions. You wish to go to heaven as early as possible, right? But when we go to heaven, all those ill feelings about those persecutions will be gone. It will be like in a good memory. Thanks to those persecutions, I could overcome them and I could come to this beautiful place in heaven. You will be thankful in heaven. You will live your life in heaven in goodness and love like that. Dear brothers and sisters,
믿음과 소망과 사랑 중에 왜 사랑이 제일이라 하셨을까요? 둘째로, 믿음으로는
Secondly, you can go to heaven with salvation by faith, and you can go to a better dwelling place in heaven by having hope. But you will get the glory of being true child of God if you make love, if you have love. We can be saved and go to heaven only when we have faith. We can become God's children only by faith. Because we can gain salvation, eternal life, and heaven only by faith, faith is precious. Treasure of all treasure is faith. God is delighted with faith. If we can please God, we can receive answers to our prayers. So faith is the key to all answers. Hope is also important. If you have faith, you will surely have hope. Because of thanks to this hope, you want to be sanctified, you want to work hard, because you can advance to better heaven. So hope is the key element to come to New Jerusalem. So faith and hope are necessary until you go to heaven. But everybody will not go into New Jerusalem as a result of just having faith and hope. We can go to paradise, first kingdom, second kingdom, or third kingdom of heaven according to our measure of faith and how much we have accomplished with hope. In New Jerusalem, only those who are adequate will enter New Jerusalem. And the princess and princesses fit in the palace. Likewise, in New Jerusalem, the city of God, God's sons and daughters will fit in. We are all children of God. But who are the true children? A true son of God is a son who is completely sanctified and resembles God. that the sons and daughters of God share peace with everyone and love everybody just like Jesus did. It perfectly resembles our Father God.
지금 길이 무엇이냐면 예수님의 하셨던 대로 우리가 따라가는 것입니다. 참 아들의 표본이시기 때문에 우리가 예수님이 하셨던 것들 또 사랑의 말씀들 선의 말씀들을 이루어 나가면
Jesus is the first genuine son of Father God who resembles our Father God perfectly. If we can imitate what he did, then we can meet the qualifications to go to New Jerusalem, right? Especially, love and beatitudes and all those things that our Jesus taught are very important to go to New Jerusalem as we cultivate Him in our heart. Love is the condition to become a true child of God and go into New Jerusalem. That's why love is said to be the greatest. Thirdly, faith or hope is beneficial to us. But love is beneficial not only for us, but for God the Father too. Faith is a basic element to go to heaven. Hope is necessary to go to better dwelling place and to receive rewards. But love benefits us and also our Father God. Because our Father God wants to share love with us. The reason why God is cultivating us is this love. God the Father also considers love more precious than anything else. Let me read a confession of someone who went to New Jerusalem. God the Father has let us know about the confession of a woman that she will make when she passed through the Pearl Gate. And as I read it for you, I hope that you can understand the greatest of these is love. Because the love benefits not only us, but our Father God. And try to listen to this compassion as you think about Father God's heart. Father, it is by your grace that I can see into the beautiful heavenly kingdom. It is also by your grace that I can go into perfect place that you prepared. You moved my heart and let me reach this beautiful place with your grace, and I give you all my thanks. As I pass through this pearl gate, many things flash in my mind. On the day I first met you, Father, I had loved me first and you gave me your hand to me. Our Lord shed such precious blood to cleanse my sins. And through that grace, I am standing here now. By the Father's grace, I could obey the word and fast and pray to cast away myself. When I had little faith, it seemed impossible for me to reach this beautiful place. But as I was helped by the grace of Father, my faith grew up and I could make up my mind to give my life for the Father. I could obey the word of the Father one by one and cultivate goodness. I could testify in front of many people of the grace and love of the Father of God yet given me. I could consider the duty the Father gave to me so precious and worked diligently. I looked up to heaven only without looking back at all. I thank you that you gave me grace to let me make up my mind to cultivate spirit within me. There is nothing that I have accomplished, but because the Father has given me the grace, now I can pass through this gate. 8. I thank you, for you let me pass through this enormous and beautiful pearl gate. I thank you that you placed my dwelling place in this beautiful world and for letting me go into this place. Father, I thank you that you cared for me since I was young. I thank you that you guided me to change myself and have a heart perfected by goodness and truth in your grace. It was not done by my strength. It is not done by my power and might. It was done by the grace of Father, who let me meet a precious shepherd. As I see and hear voice of the shepherd, whom the Father established, I was filled with the hope of a kingdom of the Father. I could understand the way of truth that Father really wanted, and I realized you gave me strength from above. Now, as I pass through this gate, I can live uncountable days. I can live forever in the bosom of the Father and the Lord, and my shepherd in the beautiful place before my eyes. I'm so thankful that you guided the steps of a person like me. Let me pass through the pearl gate and let me reach this new Jerusalem that I dreamed so much. I cannot express all my thanks to the Father who gave me my dwelling place in that place. I can only offer up the aroma of my heart. I lack many things, but my shortcomings were filled by the power of the Father. You gave me more grace to believe and obey and to run my race with more yearning. I give thanks to the Father once again for giving me so much understanding through the shepherd and for guiding me. I also give thanks to the Lord who died for me, resurrected for me, and came back to take me and put me into this beautiful place. Father, Lord, and my shepherd, I love you. I wanted to say this so much. I give thanks to the Father and the Lord and my shepherd for the beautiful things that are there beyond this pearl gate. When she stood by the pearl gate, she was happy. Father God is happy, thinking about the moment that we stand before the pearl gate as well. I hope you take this confession as yours. And I hope you can make this kind of beautiful confession before Father God. And Father God will be surely pleased with you. She overcame all those sad things, but she became the fruit. And such beautiful children will say, it is all by the grace of Father and the Lord and the Shepherd. And Father God will be pleased when He hears so. So when we give love to Father God and Father God gives love to us, we can share this love in heaven, in New Jerusalem.
So,
we have to accomplish perfect love by faith and in hope. We have to diligently cultivate these spiritual messages in our heart every day. Dear brothers and sisters, let me conclude this message.
이 시간을 마지막으로 사랑장 말씀을 모두 살펴보았습니다.
This is the conclusion of spiritual love. We just look into one chapter of the Bible, but in spirit, it's the same as looking at a treasure map. It tells us where the great amount of treasure is hidden. Messages on the spiritual love chapter are like a map that shows us the way to New Jerusalem in detail. Even though we have the map and know the way very well, it's not of use if we don't go. Let's be thankful that we could hear such a message and take this way and go. Let me give you the brief definition of love. In this spiritual love chapter, I explain about love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Love does not act unbecomingly. Love does not seek its own. Love is not provoked. Love does not take into account a wrong suffered. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but love rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. And love endures all things. And I gave you all the details about each in a sentence.
악한 것을 차단하고 말씀과 기도를 공급하는 것이 중요하지만
If you do unrighteousness things, the fruit of unrighteousness will come back to you. So you have to actually enjoy righteousness and practice it.
돌아온다는 것을 깨달아서 말씀대로만 행해야 한다고 말씀드렸습니다. 마지막으로
And you can rejoice with the truth if you pen for the truth.
말씀드렸습니다.
And last time, I told you that love bears all things, and love believes all things, love hopes all things, and endures all things. If we diligently cultivate the things that belong to love and practice them, our hearts will be filled with spiritual love more and more. It says, love never fails. Even in the heavenly kingdom, a place where no place on this earth can even begin to be compared, this love lasts forever. Love is the purpose of human cultivation. It is the qualification to go to New Jerusalem as God's true sons and daughters. Even today, God the Father endures all, believes all, hopes for all, and endures all to make you His true children. I hope all of you will rely on this love and come forth as true children of God. May you share true love with God the Father in New Jerusalem. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think about this message and pray together.
아버지 하나님 감사합니다. 사랑과 은혜 가운데 우리가 변화되게 하시고 아버지님의 사랑을 우리에게 알려주시고 깨우치게 하시어서 또 이룰 수 있도록 하심도 너무나 감사를 드립니다. 그 사랑과 은혜 가운데 우리도 온전한 열매로 나올 수 있게 도와주시고 아름다운 새로운 삶에 갈 때까지 이 소망을 잃지 않냐고 갈 수 있는 우리 모두가 될 수 있도록 축복하여 주옵소서 감사하고 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and on the internet and satellite TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away all negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Please scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. And heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, go away, and the servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, and deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness, loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them. Let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week. Bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, workplace, family, and business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervent passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify with their lips like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.